Yeah, budget is telling your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. Today, let's just talk about that. Why is it that people are so reluctant to budget? It's almost like they inwardly cringe when they hear the word budget. It almost brings a sense of dread to them. When they just think, let alone talk, or let alone somebody else even suggesting to them, when the thought just crosses their mind that we need to drop a budget, it's like you're telling the person you need to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. There's a sense of dread, there's a sense of an inward cringe. There isn't enough internal motivation or external push to get it done. And the reason, perhaps, you know, it's like one of, you know, it's like when you think about cutting the lawn or fixing the roof. You know it's something that you need to do, but you procrastinate and you leave it and you create excuses for why you'll do it some other time. And perhaps one of the reasons is that we misunderstand why we need to budget. Sometimes we think that, okay, you know, if I'm actually going to get down to drawing a budget, I'll have to give up a lot of the things that I enjoy. It's going to deprive me of a lot of the things I enjoy. So let me rather just not budget and hope that everything will work out well. But in reality, you need to understand that budget is not there to make your life more difficult, to take out, to suck out the enjoyment factor from your life. Not at all. Rather, in the long term, it's there to make your life easier. Because when you're in debt and you can't come out, then that's going to suck out the enjoyment out of your life. When you can't pay the bills and you've got creditors calling you and threatening you and knocking on the door, that's going to suck out the enjoyment out of your life. So budgeting is actually showing you how to allocate your money and then to tell you what you can enjoy now, what you'll enjoy later. It helps you to prioritize that, look, I can't enjoy everything I would like to enjoy, so what can I afford to enjoy now and what do I have to postpone for later? It saves you the grief of overspending, getting yourself in debt, and then paying the price, where you're then in depression, where you feel inadequate, where you feel like a failure. That's what happens when you don't budget. So budgeting is not about depriving you from enjoying the nice stuff in life. Having a budget is a giant step towards building discipline in your spending. It's a spending plan. To put it simply, to put it in very simple words, it's a plan. It's about you drawing up a plan as to where you want to see your money go in terms of necessities and also a few luxuries, rather than your money going and then you don't know where it went, as the promo suggests. So for today, I just want to make that one point, that let's get over that sense of dread. Let's stop procrastinating. Let's stop thinking subconsciously that, you know what, a budget is going to deprive us of the enjoyments and the pleasures of life, and that's why I don't want to really get down to it. It's not a negative thing. It's not something that's going to restrict you. In many ways, it's something that's going to liberate you. It's going to create more structure. It's going to create more focus in your life. You'll be able to enjoy, but in a more structured way, in a more responsible way, in a way where you won't have to pay the price later on, inshallah. So that's just a few opening thoughts. We'll continue the discussion tomorrow and in the days to come. It's now 16 minutes to 8. A quick break. When we come back, that story from the newspapers yesterday, property owners will now be responsible for municipal debt dating back 30 years. That is enough to send shivers down your back.